Back to Brian Finn for more business news.
Angus, thank you. Almost half of retirement savers here said they were not optimistic about being financially prepared for when they wind up their working lives. This is according to the results of a major study carried out by State Street Global Advisors, which included a survey of over 3,500 pension savers across a number of jurisdictions. Olivia Kennedy, senior pension investment strategist with SSGA, is standing by. It's probably not a surprise, Olivia, in the context of the rising cost of living, inflation erosion, the value of our pension pots. So how severe is the drop in optimism that you're seeing?
Hi, Brian. So we've been seeing a drop in optimism in Ireland over the past couple of years. So since 2020, the drop in optimism has been around 5%, with under half of people in Ireland now not optimistic about their retirement. Like you say, this isn't a particularly surprising result, given the couple of years we've had with COVID, more recently the Russia-Ukraine war and the cost of living crisis. And these are all stated as reasons for why people are having a decrease in confidence in Ireland.
Also contributing is perhaps the poor performance of funds over the past year. And almost a third of people say they've been keeping a regular eye on the performance of their funds, but it's been pretty dismal. So is the advice there just to ride it out for now?
Yes, it's to be expected that when things are a bit choppy, people take a closer look at their pension balances. What I would say is to not pay too much attention to the short-term ups and downs and to really think about time horizon of investing. If you're investing over a 20, 30, 40-year period, you can probably afford to weather some of those ups and downs. Encouragingly, I think people do appreciate that. So only 13% of our surveyed sample actually took action and reduced their contributions into their pensions. So even though people are engaged and they're keeping an eye on things, it was rare for us to see that people actually, you know, withdrawing from the pension scheme.
13% cut back, 25% actually increased, and 60% just left them as they were. Is that inertia or is it people actually recognising the value of contributing to a pension?
I think it's a combination, but inertia can't be underestimated. I think once you're in a pension scheme, it can be a little bit of a pain to, I mean, it's not difficult, but it's an administrative thing you have to go on if you want to change your contributions or you want to reduce them. So I think, you know, a lot of people won't get round to that. We've seen similar levels globally in the UK where we have auto-enrolment, where everyone is automatically placed into a pension scheme. The levels of reducing contribution rates were even lower than Ireland.
A very high proportion of Irish savers were worried about the early part of their retirement in particular. Is that simply a reflection of the fact that many of us will probably be paying mortgages into our retirement? Some people might be renting, and that's something that may have been less common in the past, perhaps.
Yeah, so mortgage and house debt was one of the key reasons why people were worried about retirement. And that's really increasingly people are taking out longer term mortgages and therefore going to be continuing to pay off their mortgages later in life. So that's partly why people are more concerned about the early years, say, you know, in their 60s and 70s. And then in addition, I think the current cost of living crisis, inflation levels that many people wouldn't have experienced before, is really making people think, you know, if I want to stop working when I'm 66, am I going to have enough?
Olivia Kennedy, a senior pension investment strategist with State Street Global Advisors. Thank you very much indeed.